Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, hello, and a very warm welcome. This is Andy Peacher, and we're discussing today Robert Honecker, victim to Fiverr, the journey home. I'm hoping that everything can work out for Bob. Bob, welcome to the show, my friend. This is happy times, sad times, and, you know, it's amazing, isn't it, what's happening? But also, it's sad because the people you're leaving behind and, you know, a couple of comments on that, and then we'll play this MP3 that I've got, and then we'll go into the questions. Bob?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I was saying a couple of comments from what I just said, and then we'll play the MP3, then we'll go into the comments.
Oh, that was a question. Hi, Andy. Hello, everybody. This is Bob Honecker. Leaving people. I'm not leaving anybody behind. I'm setting things up so my wife can come over because we're both ready for a change. And I have been offered a golden opportunity, and this guy has got a rock.
Well, you can tell us. Yeah, after we've gone through the questions, we've got 30 minutes on this show and then another 15. You can tell us what that opportunity is, when you go, what you hope to achieve, can you come back, all that stuff if it goes wrong. And but first, I want to play this MP3. It's a small tribute, but really, in a way, it's not. But in a way, it's better than nothing. I wish I'd remembered your couple of tracks that you told me about in the past, and one you mentioned tonight, and I could have done a little mini compilation, but here goes anyway. Right, hello, welcome to the show. This is Andy Peacher, and it's a special show for Robert Honecker, from victim to Fiverr, now survivor, and the farewell home discussion. He's come a long way from the USA, Robert has, we call him Bob, and he's been through the lot. He's been through the abuse. He doesn't like that word, but I think it fits because it's abusing people's authority and power, you know, against him. It's also took Bob the journey through, you know, coming to Europe and speaking another language when he was younger. And then he's escaped from the foster care situation with his foster dad into a world of adulthood, which obviously with complex problems, Bob's had to try and deal with this. And guess what? I'm happy to say Bob came out the other side, and he's a peer support worker, or at least he's training to be one, and now he's going home to Boise. That's a city in the USA, in Idaho. His mum is in Phoenix, and let's wish both mum, Bob, and his dear wife, who has to sacrifice being without Bob for several weeks or months until she can join him over there in the States. So, well done, Bob. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. But first, I'm going to play a couple of little recordings just for a laugh. All your friends and Facebook people that know you will understand my humor, I think. Here we go. Thank you.
come back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back.
Yeah, we tease him a lot.
Welcome back, welcome back,
'cause we got him on the spot.
Welcome back, welcome back.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Well, there you go. It wasn't quite what I wanted, but there you go. I'd like to let people know, if you listen to this and you're in the USA now, that Robert Heinecke Bob is a fantastic person. I've just told him now, you know, I don't like to tell him every day. I don't want him, you know, to feel anything other than he feels anyway. You know, I don't want him to feel big-headed over anything. But I told him, and it's true, I will tell people now and again when credit's due. His efforts have paid off. It's come from, you know, what we had when I first met him, to be an independent, a very great listener now, and a very great talker now. He stood up on stage in Skegness in Lincolnshire 2 or 3 years ago in the UK, and he spoke publicly about his problems, and his, you know, time in care and with his stepdad in front of dozens and dozens. It may have even been hundreds. He's a very good public speaker. He's a good friend. We've all had our difficulties with life and times, you know, we have to spend time away from each other, but Bob has always been there, and he's definitely an inspiration to others. And I just hope the USA takes you by the horns and give you a chance that you deserve, Bob.
Wow, Andy. I had turned off my emotions, but Welcome Back, Carters was one of my favorite series back in the States. And
wow.
Yeah. The National Anthem, yeah, I guess I personify it now, because I've been through hell, my flag is burnt, but it's still flying, and I'm going to wear it high when I get there. So, yeah, thanks for that. You turned on some emotions that I was trying to keep off before leaving this Saturday. So I can say it ironically as well. Thanks a lot for that, buddy.
I was going to originally say a little piece, then play that record by Shakespeare's sister. Then I was going to play the Dutch anthem. Then it was going to be the Welcome Back, and then finally the America theme. But in the end, the technology wasn't working, and that's all you ended up having. But I didn't know it was personal to you, the Welcome Back theme, which is, you know, I just kind of thought, you know, what's going to happen when he goes home? And, you know, may get a chance to see his mum now and again, and that's a long way to see her, but she's going to say, welcome back, son, you're welcome home, and that song sort of stuck in my head.
Well, I don't know if people in Europe know the show Welcome Back, Carter. You can find it on YouTube, by the way. But John Travolta played one of the main roles, and he was... It was a scene, the school itself was in a ghetto, and it was a class of people with all kinds of different problems. John Travolta played Vinnie Barbarino, and one of my favorite quotes, whenever he got into turmoil or, anything that made him think, he would say, "I'm so confused," in a New York Italian accent. You guys have to check that out. It's pretty funny. And it's those words woke me up to what was going on. And along with one of my favorite artists, Ozzy Osbourne, people can check me out on Facebook, on Bob Honecker. And you'll see on my timeline the type of music I put on. So, I mean, and I've got a YouTube channel. So, you know, those who are interested can follow me all over the place. I've got a website and everything. So,
let's go with the document that was going to discuss.
Okay, I did a little write up for this interview. I'll try to keep it fairly brief because we don't have that much money. That much time. Speaking about money, I put up a GoFundMe thing, and only one person put some money in there, and I think it's a shame because. I should have been there a long time ago to help people who have been through the type of turmoil I have.
I think, Bob, it's not a shame, and I haven't put any in, I must admit, but I think it's absolutely disgusting, these so-called people and friends that like you, they won't put a pound in. It's relevant to the person who did donate, and you don't have to mention their name, but that shows you who true friends are, or in this case,
are not.
I mean, because this person that donated, you never seen them, I believe. You don't really know them yet, but they donated quite a lot of money, and nobody else in Europe and America could put a pound or dollar in.
On contrary, my friend, I do know that person, and to guard the person's identity, I knew her when I was a child, when I was 13, 14 years old, and she came back. And visited me when I was about 20, in my 20s. So, yes, I do know that person, and she's a very special person.
I do apologize. I thought it was a recent contact after visiting Mum. I didn't realize.
She came to me on Thanksgiving. A while back, and she had been following me, and she popped up, and one of my plans is to go to her maybe next summer. So the person is really dear to my heart, and if you're listening, sweetheart, you know who's coming. I love you, baby. When it comes to Mom, Mom is she's getting up there, she's been through a lot of traumas, and it just tickles her pink to know that she can finally talk to her boy. And she's been there for me. I've been there for her. So, you know, that's the way it's supposed to be. And to the people that are keeping an eye on me and following me, you know, that doesn't do anything to me. You know, reach out. I'm here, you know, and yeah, it's kind of stupid that me being here in Amsterdam doing basically nothing. When I'm in the States, I'm going to be a peer support specialist, and I'll be very busy, and I won't have any time. I'll try to give it. I'll try to give you time, but it won't be as the quality type of time I've been able to give Andy, for example, who has reached out to me, and I mean we've talked for hours on end, from very very sensitive things to just I'm trying to keep my mouth clean here. To talking about the birds and the bees and the weather. So yeah, that's I really appreciate you inviting me to Skegness. That was a very big step in my recovery, and one of the plans in the United States when I get there is to register myself as a public speaker and hope I can finally really start helping people on hand. So, yeah, that's where I'm coming from. And
well, we can always do you a very good website. Only that I've now learned how to do proper websites. A year or two ago, still learning, and there are free ones out there which are quite good. So I could help you with that and spend the time, and then, as usual, give you all the logins, and you make it better. I think you've learned quite a lot now, because your website, Robert Heinecke, just mention it. I've forgotten the name.
Oh, it's got it. All you have to do is Google BobHeinecke.wix, and it'll come up on the top of the list. So if you're not alone, it's got this huge address. It's because it's free, but like I said, just Google my name, Bob Heinecke, and you'll get all kinds of different hits, including the video of my YouTube channel, my Facebook page, my Twitter page, you name it, you got it.
Perfect. So obviously We haven't really talked about, I don't think we'll word with the script now.
No.
But basically, you know, your journey from the victim to a survivor. You're born in 66. You were, there was two of you, you and your brother. I'm just going to ad lib it a little bit. You can tell us what happened to your brother and your dad after I finish. Mum's in them days, to be fair. My mum was the same, you know. She didn't get on with boyfriend or husband, and, you know, they went their own way. I mean, in this case, it was because of war. The brother was adopted separately. You went into different foster care homes until you met eventually your stepdad that took you to Amsterdam. I guess, you know, technically the rest is history. But when I first met you, Bob, and even months later, you know, I'm only talking about the first year, it was very difficult to understand how to help you. And it was difficult probably for you to wonder, you know, why people are being like this with me. But, you know, forget all that. That makes a good peer support worker, somebody who realizes, you know, how people are, which I think you can now relate to your own problems, and now you're able to help other people because of what you've been through. But at the time, you didn't know what you were going through, and other people would have thought, no, I'm going to give up on them because it's an easy route. It's not an easy route. You have to somehow try and carry on finding the light for that person who are going through difficulties. And I'm glad I did stay around for you, Bob, and I'm glad one day you'll come back to me and say, I've made somebody's life different. I gave them advice. I was there for them, and now they're thriving. like I was. I wait for that day when you can tell me that, Bob. It'll be a magic day when you can come back and say you've helped people.
I've done, I've already, through Facebook and through Skype, I've done suicide prevention. So I've actually saved a couple of people's lives. I was very difficult in the beginning, and everybody who met me in Skegness knows that I was a very angry person. And that anger is gone now, because I know that my adoptive father, he didn't know better. He had no idea what he was doing. And so, yeah, the first step, this is a tip for people who've been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. The first step is to see that, and the person that hurt you, to see that they're just ill and that they don't know any better, and to forgive them, and then forgive yourself, because you were dealing with the moment. I mean, it's like you get hit by a truck, and what do? Do you stay there? Do you stay there on the ground, or do you get up and try to make something out of your life? And that's Andy is one of the pioneers of my journey, starting to make something out of my life. The power that you have because you have survived specific trauma, I applaud every single one of you out there. Because you're stronger than you can ever imagine. Saying that, I'm here. If you run into any hurdle, I've probably been there myself as well, or something similar, and peer support work is using your own experience to say, okay, I went through it and I got out of that dark area like this. Maybe it'll help you. So that's one of my main goals. And yeah, I want to be there for my mother. And yeah, you can pat yourself on your back there, Andy. You put me in a place that the sky's no limit.
Well, I was just thinking, this is a bit emotional, not for me, but for you. I believe, you know, that you haven't, seen your brother as an adult. And he died, didn't he? I know we're running out of time for the live bit, but your brother died, didn't he? And what happened to Dad? Did Dad die as well?
Yes. When I got back from Phoenix, he had passed away. I found out from the landlord. I have half brothers, and they didn't say anything to me. My brother, my full-blood brother, died several years ago of Hodgkin's disease, and I was only able to talk to him a couple of times, but those couple of times, I mean, it was just like talking to a brother. You don't have to say anything to each other. Just the fact that that he's on the other end of the line is enough.
And that's the same with people in general. If only they said, look, you know, here's my phone number. If you need me, call me. If I need you, I'll call you. But what's heartbreaking about this is most of your family now are deceased, and there's only mum and her, you know, her partner, husband, which have been they've both been very supportive. And I just wish, you know, before people get too old or you know, the government or the world problems get them, that you have some time during your work, you know, to go and see mum more regular and, you know, make her at peace. Because it was, you know, from them videos in Phoenix Airport and all the interviews she did, she wasn't a mother who had a, you know, a guilty complex. She was a mother that loved her son. She has nothing to hide. She felt guilty for giving you up, but she did it for the right reasons. But when you came back, she was a mother that was yearning for you for years. And now I just hope that your blessed wife can enjoy your family together and your new work in Boise. You never know. I mean, nobody likes Idaho, actually. I talked to people today and I said, do you know Boise in Idaho? Wasn't actually mentioning you at all. And they were just saying about the industry and the weather and kind of the last place on the planet you'd ever go to. But you've gone there for the right reasons, and you got a fantastic contact there as well. So, you know, God bless them all.
You know, maybe I don't like Boise, but I've got a golden opportunity to start a new life for myself and my wife. And, yeah, I'm going to start there. I'm going to start there. But who knows, maybe I'll end up moving down to the Phoenix area to be closer to my mom. That's all in the tea leaves, if you know what I mean. I don't really care where I am. Just the fact that I am able to, like what you said, I'm able to actually help somebody get their feet on the ground and end up being as proud of themselves as I am of myself. And after all I've been through, after all my wife has been through, a change in scenery can do nothing. It can't do any harm at all. And yeah, I'll be back in Europe, maybe for a vacation. Sure, I'll come to Scotland, to London, and all those places where my friends are. Sure.
Don't forget about Amsterdam and Deutschland. It's not Deutschland, it's Germany.
The Netherlands, yeah.
Netherlands, yeah.
Yeah. I say goodbye, farewell to a very dear friend of mine, who actually helped us when my wife's parents died. She was there, and now we're there for her. And she said, don't say goodbye, say farewell.
Exactly, because it's never farewell, never goodbye. There's always a chance to meet again, even if it's only on the internet or on the phone. Goodbye is when you're never talking to someone again or ever see them again. You know, while there's communications on the internet and telecommunications, and it is never goodbye. And any good friend would be like, you know, me. Yes, we've had our differences, and it's because of my lifestyle and stress, you know, with my own wife's problems, which at the time I didn't actually realize was very similar to you. And, you know, and you understood, but at the time I didn't realize. So I do what most people do typically is blank out the problem and just try and get on with it. And really, sometimes you have to say, look, I have a problem. This is the problem. can we sort it out between us? And that's better than, you know, blanking people, I think.
Yeah. I'm getting distracted because the next show is already starting here. let me shut that down. Okay. But, you'll be surprised how alike everybody is.
Oh, baby cats. I love the cats.
Yeah, my cats.
Bless them. I mean, this is just, you know, we're not planning any of this. It's good. And it means, you know, we are humans. And, well, quickly, you know, we've got 15 minutes. Tell us about the traveling. Tell us what you're going to be doing in Boise and basically any final requests.
Okay. Travel. I got the cheapest flight. Okay. Or the people I'm going to, bless their hearts, were able to book a flight for me. I'll be coming to Philadelphia. I have to hop over to Milwaukee. Then I'm going down to Phoenix. I'll only be there for an hour, so I won't be able to see my mother. And then I go to Boise. I'll be en route about 20 hours. I have a contact with, and the link is on my site, OCAFA, the director of the peer specialist training. The training itself is full, but I have contact with her, and she wants to get me on the field as soon as possible. So I basically already have a job there. My wife basically already has a job there as well, as a teacher, an Italian teacher. And we're planning on doing that through Skype.
Wow, because she's very good at that. You did say that was one of a specialist, you know, subjects.
Yeah, she teaches three different languages, Dutch, Italian, and Russian. And especially with what's going on, like your other hosts are talking about when it comes to the different conspiracy theories and stuff like that. You know, maybe Russian will need to be translated at one point. And she's got a master's in Russian literature. So, yeah, she's just the poor thing. She's going to be sitting here waiting for me to call, hoping I'll be able to contact her as soon as possible and just waiting for me to say, yes, honey, I do have a job. Here's a ticket. Shut down Amsterdam and bring the cats, because this is a beautiful place and you can make lots of money. And it's about time.
You both deserve a break. And, you know, we was talking about it for a little while, maybe last year. We were saying that, you know, you're in the catch 22. You want to go. You want to try and do the best for you and Maggie, and the cats, and, you know, a problem with the cats and transportation problem. You know, maybe Maggie, your wife doesn't want to leave the area. And it's good that, you know, now you can have everything. You can have your homeland, you can have your wife, and you can take the beloved cats. And that's only because of good airlines. There's not many in the world will actually take livestock, you know, like cats in, I suppose they do, but it's just expensive. I was just thinking, didn't you tell me once there was an airline that took the cats in the cabin? No, not in the cabin, on the same flight as you, for a very cheap cost.
There are several. There are several, one of which is the one I'm going to use, and that's U.S. Airways. You can actually take you got to look that up on internet, but you are allowed to have your pets, small pets, like Bonnie, for example, you're allowed to take on the flight so they can be with you You know, it just has to fit under the seat behind, in front of you. Others, there are special moving companies that do that as well. So where there's a will, there's a way. And that's the main point of this whole show. I have a will, and I finally found a way to do it. And that's thanks to my friends there in Boise.
Yeah, can I also express, you know, as somebody that knows Bob, whatever you've done for Bob in Boise, you will never be, what's the word? You'll never be disappointed. Bob is growing like a bomb. You know, he's had his fuse lit in, and now he'll explode with happiness, with help of people. He'll be that person that, you know, will be one of the best in the area at his work. Whether it's peer support worker or whether he's just done another job, he will give it his all and his all, and he will show you that this was worth it. And it's so emotional for me because, not because I may have helped a little bit, Bob, mainly because somebody has got a remedy, because we've all got problems, but if you don't have a solution, then it's more difficult. So I'm happy for you to have this remedy, this solution, not to your problem, but to your rest of your life. We were born in the same year, so I'm 48 now, coming up 49, and I've wasted, in a way, my whole life, as well as you didn't have a choice of wasting your whole life. I've kind of wasted my whole life on, shall I do this, shall I do that, and now I have found what I need to do. It is difficult at times. I'm living in an area now where I never thought I'd be living. I'm living next door now, not literally, but down the road of my children in Scotland. And going back to what you said, where there's a will, there's a way. And people in Boise never did it really all for you. You know, nor did your mum, nor did I. You contributed to that yourself. Even when people were saying, and I was one of them, you got to get off your bum. You got to do this, Bob, and do that. And you didn't want to hear any of that at the time. But eventually, we kind of got you into whatever we got you into. You know, come over. We encourage you, I suppose, to come out your shell. I think the conference was a starting point. But then, you know, through good luck on the internet and a good organisation that you need to mention before the end of the show, they found Mum. And after you found Mum, you know, the rest, it's been up to you, and you've did it. People can do it, but they do need a helping hand.
There's a saying that goes, a good carpenter, 90% of the quality of his work is due to the tools he has. And the friends that have supported me have given me the tools I need. Through going to Skegness, through being there when I'm in turmoil, and I won't mention her name, but I think she knows very well who I'm talking about. And the emergency medical locators who found my mother, who actually showed me when I put my foot down in the United States that I needed to be there. And the world is small. The world is, especially with internet, I mean, I'm talking to somebody in Scotland and I'm sitting here in Amsterdam, and it's like we're sitting right next to each other. So contact people, especially when you're in a bad place. There are people out there that really do care. that actually do worry about you. So pick up the phone. I'm just one phone call away. I can give you the tools. Andy can give you the tools. It's the only thing is you have to be able to see it.
And the cat agrees with everything you said there, Bob. No, I totally agree what you said. We've got 3 or 4 minutes left on the recording. Maybe you want to give your email out or whatever. But thanks to people like Bob and people who have helped him, other people will be blessed from their help, because we all have to be in the same energy level of helping each other. It costs nothing to call people. And I was joking to Bob a couple of months ago. I said, we'll have a big party when you go. I didn't mean it that way. And I think we'll be more closer now than ever, because Bob's got his remedy. Bob's got his solution. Even if he doesn't get a job, he's made that move. And I hope he does get a job for him and for other people, because if Bob don't get a job, other people are not going to get help. He's got his remedy, his solution, his full stop, really. If he can have his wife in Amsterdam, wife from Amsterdam, into Boise, and she's happy, and they've got the animals, well, there's nothing else to worry about. We then need to move on to helping others, because that's what it's all about in the world of freedom and loving, love, light, and laughter. We need to help each other. Final comments, Bob.
Yeah, first comment, of course, is showing my appreciation. I hope this this show touches people and inspires people to reach out. I know it's hard sometimes, but I've taken a, Andy and I both have taken millions of punches from people, and so we can handle it. And it's just a matter of trust. Trust yourself and trust other people, because that is the main problem in 2015. Nobody trusts anybody. But to change that, you have to be able to trust yourself. To say, hey, look, right? I'm in a bad place now. I need to be able to trust somebody to tell them where I am and be open to what they say. Because you're in your emotion, you're in a problem, you have a problem, you're in your emotion, and you can't think clearly. Listening to somebody else who's not in that problem but has dealt with that problem can give you the tools to be able to think clearly and to actually solve the problem. I love every single one of everybody on the face of this earth. And it sounds ironic, but my adoptive father, who put me through turmoil, and all the other people who put me through turmoil,